The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. Coming up, we'll have a live performance by The Outside Track, which is a band who makes good use of its varied geographical background of its members. They come from Scotland and Ireland and Canada and elsewhere, and they do a mix of Canadian, Scottish, and Irish music and song. They're going to be playing in Urbana at the Independent Media Center on the Piper's Hut Concert Series tonight for an 8 o'clock show. So they're coming up live in the studio, or setting up right now, as a matter of fact. But first, we have a couple of members of a band called The Duke of Uke and His Novelty Orchestra. They've got a new CD, and they're going to celebrate with a CD release party on Saturday at the High Dive in downtown Champaign for a show for which the doors open at 7 o'clock. And here is a sample of a, not exactly a bootleg copy, but a pre-release copy of that CD, The Duke of Uke and His Novelty Orchestra, here on Live and Local.
Everybody ready?
I was born ready.
Let's do it. 1, 2. Trumpet flowers blow, a tidy tints of sunshine daisies. Merry, merry goes. China pinks and yellow cosmos. Larkspur of Peru, lilac of Crete, away from your quaking glade, lay enchanter's nightshade, unfold today.
China pinks and yellow cosmos. Stop.
wiping sleep from their eyes.
That was the title track from April's Empire, the new CD by the Duke of Uke and his Novelty Orchestra that will have its official release on Saturday at the High Dive in downtown Champaign. Doors opening at 7 o'clock there. And the Duke of Uke has seven members in it, including the Duke himself, who is David King on the ukulele, vocals, and founder of the group. And we have two other members with us in the studio right now to chat about the group and about the party, of course. Anna Hochhalter is a tenor saxophonist in the group and also among the singers. Claire Cannon, also among the singers, plays violin and sax as well in the band. Other group members, Loreen Anderson on tuba, Rebecca Burlingham is the drummer. David Garcia plays percussion, and Sarah Kramer on the bass. So thanks to you both for coming in.
Sure. Thanks so much for having us.
And thanks, Anna, letting me know about this. CD release parties are still, it's hardly a new concept, but it's something that I started finding out, being more and more aware of just doing this radio show. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got one. It doesn't matter what the genre is.
Sure.
You know, it's a reason to celebrate. And I don't remember, is this the first CD for
this? This is the
band?
Second studio album. So there are quite a few albums to the name of the Duke of Uke and his Novelty Orchestra. But this one was 2 years in the making, so we are especially excited for it. We recorded with Mark Rubel here in Champaign at Pogo Studios starting 2010, and then continued recording for a long time, and worked with an engineer in Los Angeles, Jerry the Gov Brown.
Gov?
That's right.
Right, different from the actual Gov.
Yes,
exactly.
He did the mixing, and then we sent it to New York for the final mastering. And
with Alan Duché
at West Side Music.
Yeah, he did a great job.
So why do you have to send it all over the place to finish up a record? I mean, aren't there people here that do
sure.
that sort of thing?
Our first album, we'll probably jump in on each other, and that's fine. Our first album, the first studio album, we did all here in Champaign.
Except for the mixing. We did send off, I mean, the mastering.
No, we sent the mastering to Krannert Center.
You folks need to get your story straight.
I know.
Yes.
So
the
story is, the first album was basically produced and recorded here. But the real point is that every person who is involved with the album has contribute something different. And so we were excited to try working with some new collaborators to hear what sorts of sounds they bring, because I think it's often sort of neglected to notice or to think about how much a sound can change between the performer, the recorder, and then once the sound is made and captured, how then it's communicated out. And so at each one of those levels, there's different artistic decisions that are made. And so it was really, really exciting to work with just different artistic ideas.
Mm-hmm. Part of it, of the decision to have Jerry Brown mix it and have us not be a huge part of the process at all. The last album, we were in the studio, you know, like 6 hours a song, saying, okay, bring the tuba up just, you know, a pinch more. And it really changes things when you have an objective perspective.
An outside perspective.
Yeah, an outside perspective. Because they, you know, if someone suggests something, you may be like, oh, no, that's too much. You know, we don't want that. But until you hear it, you know, you don't realize the profound effects it could have. So Jerry just he did what he wanted, and then he sent us a rough, and we, you know, heard things that we would have never, ever thought to add. So having that outside perspective was really, really helpful, and he really, I call him the eighth artist of the band, because he turned the album into something that it wouldn't have been.
Well, I wonder if it's a little bit like having the conductor in front of the orchestra, where the conductor has one set of ears that are going to be very different than the ears of anybody else in the group. And the person in the group doesn't have the best perspective because they're surrounded by all this other sound and they hear more themselves more than anything else.
Right. And I mean, and we're inherently selfish a little bit. Like when I hear, I can't help hearing myself. It's really hard for me to hear the whole, and to have someone outside, to have a holistic point of view, a very objective point of view of the music, really, I think changes the mixing process.
Jerry also hadn't heard us live very much, actually, when he started. So there was something, I think, refreshing about that, because we would have wanted to make the album sound like what we make ourselves sound like when we play, you know, when we're well rehearsed and we feel really great about our performance.
Mm-hmm. And what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, just that Jerry did things that we, I think you already said this, he made us sound like we don't sound live. I think he captures a lot of the mood and energy that we have live, but makes it, it's like
it makes
he brings
it, it makes
the spirit of a live show into an album, which is really hard to do, I think.
Mm-hmm. And
it doesn't sound live.
This next song is a really great example of that. It's fun and it's wacky, and there's 12 tuba tracks. I mean, it's crazy.
I think there were literally 72 or 180. I'm not good at numbers.
It's a lot of tracks. I think there were probably a million tracks.
And is this the one that bears your name, Claire?
No, this is number six.
Yeah, number six is called The Vincent Van Gogh.
Is there any other story behind that name, or should we just play it?
We can play it.
Yeah, just play it.
It's the Duke of Uke and his Novelty Orchestra from their CD called April's Empire, which will be released on Saturday in Champaign.
another foot in. Well, it's how we do. You put one foot in, then another foot in, and then another foot in. Well, it's how we do. You put one foot in, then another foot in, and then another foot in. Well, that's how we do the thing. Go, that's how we do. Go, that's how we do. Go, that's how we do. Go,
that's from April's Empire, the name of the new CD by the Duke of York and his Novelty Orchestra, the tune called Van Gogh, and that is heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have two members of the Novelty Orchestra here with us on the show, Anna Hochhalter and Claire Cannon. Claire playing violin and sax. Did you say that you're doing one or the other of those on this CD, or you're doing both of those?
I'm doing both, and then here and there, like, the three of us do trumpet. I play, like, celeste and piano and cello. I think that's it. On other songs.
Vibraphone.
Vibraphone, too.
And then Anna Hochhalter playing tenor sax. I thought I heard a Barry sax in there.
Oh, I wish.
It was probably a combination of 12 tubas and 15 saxophones. And
I play tenor sax, trumpet, on this album, and sing. I wish I had a Barry sax. It's
we've been talking about that for forever.
Number one on my list of things I want.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful sound. We were talking about how this CD came together, but let me ask how the band came together.
Sure. It's been a slow evolution over the last, I think, nine years or so. With the seven of us who are currently in it, we've been playing together for 3 years now. So it's just been, I think Espresso Royale on campus has been a major sort of hub, or somehow Dave King would often play at the open mics there on Tuesday. And I think that's where
of the open mics.
And
Actually, I'm not surprised that that place should be the hub, because I was just telling somebody here at the station earlier this morning that I used to see him all the time at Espresso Royale for, you know, I've been here 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's where probably at least half of these songs were composed, is at that coffee shop.
He's a diligent writer, and that's his study.
Does he do all the songwriting?
Not
for
all.
The band?
It's a really collaborative process. So he writes most of the lyrics, but not all. And then the music and the arrangements and the parts and really the ideas all come in different ways between the band members. So
yeah, and sometimes I'll come with like a chord progression, and then he'll write this whole beautiful song out of the simple chord progression. This next song is an example of that, actually.
Of your writing the chord progression,
right? Or? I think it's hard to tell. There's these lines that are blurred, because you know it's just such a collaborative process that it's hard to remember. You know,
and once there is some sort of structure, it comes to the band at the whole group, and we all tear it apart and switch everything around together and write each and tell you know give suggestions about trying things for one person to try something and someone else. So, it is a really hard question to answer about who's doing the writing, because it's so collaborative.
Yeah, every member is extremely important.
But this one is called Claire's Song.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some indication that you have a substantial part of this particular song.
I think Dave King wrote the song for you.
Yeah, it was about a particular summer, really, of just fun craziness and storms and Halloween. Also, it's about this period where we were hanging out a lot, and it's kind of a friend love song. And then I wrote the chord progression.
Claire's Song with the Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra from April's Empire here on Live and Local.
She swings minusy sweetly. Once again, she finds me when I'm sitting at the old cafe, sipping visions from a nice latte. She strums all of the strings now. Patio, adagios, judges tangled in the air, and bad thistle tangled in her hair. Falling all around, the heavens here with that sweet sound. She's strange, she doesn't mind the rain. Lightning rings, she's giggling, drenched as the branches fall. Dressed up just like a China doll.
Claire's Song from April's Empire, the new CD by the Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra. That was the Duke's voice you heard there. He also plays ukulele in the group. And we have two of the band members here on this portion of Live and Local, Anna Hochhalter and Claire Cannon. Claire, for whom that song was written and who contributed to it, as apparently they all do, as they create each song. I mean, I would think that with... Well, it's called a novelty orchestra, and it certainly is a novelty mix of instruments with sax and violin and tuba of all things. And you're right, you're master-er. Jerry Brown did a nice job of creating some of the craziness that I've heard you guys do on stage. Just turn it into an album, and you all will be at. The High Dive in downtown Champaign, Saturday night, doors opening at 7 o'clock, music from 8 to 10 by the Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra for the CD release party. So this isn't even an official copy of the CD, so it's
sort of true.
Fun.
It's true.
You're hearing it for the first time, Radioland.
This is the pre-release announcement, I guess, although the posters are presumably all up over town. One brief word about the artwork. It's really interesting and rather beautiful and appropriately eclectic artwork that's on the album. This was painted.
Painted by artist Glenn Davies.
Who is a local person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a muralist in town, very renowned, and also does his own paintings. He has work in Cinema Gallery, if you're interested in more of his work.
Check out.
He's great.
The party on Saturday. It's great to hear you guys. It's one of these days, maybe we'll rig it so we can have you live on the show, but we'd have to figure out a way to get everybody in here. But that would be a blast. I think that would be a blast. Thanks for coming in, and best of luck with the party.
Thank you.
What's the tune we're going to hear to go out?
This is called Jump Back.
Jump Back from the Duke of York here on Live and Local.
You can run.
Yeah, the Duke of Uke and his Novelty Orchestra, featuring the wonderful vocals of tuba player Loreen Anderson. That's whose voice you heard featured in that one. And heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 from their not yet officially released new CD. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our show is made possible with support from Sinfonia da Camera, presenting Rush Hour, Returning Friends, a one-hour family-friendly concert highlighting the works of Grieg and Sibelius on Tuesday, April 17th. Why, that's today, at 5:30 p.m. at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Students K through 12 are admitted free, and pizza will be provided after the concert. There's an incentive for you. Next up on the show, we have a return appearance live in our studio by The Outside Track. It's even difficult to say where they're from because they're from all over the place. In fact, I sort of learned somebody is from somewhere else than the other person that I thought was going to be here. They are a five-member band hailing, I guess, officially from Scotland and Ireland and Cape Breton and Vancouver. Was Vancouver in there?
Yep.
And Chile? Sort of. Not quite.
A little bit.
The Outside Track are Nora Rendell, Ailey Robertson on the harp, Fiona Black playing the accordion, Killian O'Dolig. O'Dolig.
You got it.
O'Dolig. I even asked him that ahead of time. And then Yvonne Hernandez is the semi-Chilean. The reason there's a little bit of confusion is that Mary Rankin is tours with them when you're not in the States.
Exactly.
And why is that, Nora?
She tours with us when she's not in the States because she's not able to come into the States. And so we are very happy to have Yvonne.
She would be illegal.
She would be illegal in the States. Yes. Yeah. So we have Yvonne Hernandez playing with us when we're in the States. And she's a five-time national fiddle champion. And so she's a fantastic fiddle player. And her
national
father.
National where? Whose nation?
Oh, is it American. North American fiddle champion?
Wow.
So North
That's
America.
A lot of nations.
Yeah. It's a lot of nations.
The pressure is on now.
Her father is from Chile, which is where the
there
part Chilean comes from. But she's from Victoria, British Columbia, which is near Vancouver.
Well, this is all coming back to me now because I think you were all in these same, well, almost the same positions. I think you two were switched the last time you were here between guitar and accordion. But Yvonne was standing right there at that very microphone against that very wall. The reason they're in our studio today is that they're in town to perform on the Piper's Hot Concert Series at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock. And it was such a treat having you on the show, I guess, a year ago. Mm-hmm. Almost
Pretty
exactly
much.
A year ago.
Yeah.
And when Dean Karras, who puts on the Piper's Hut shows, said you were going to be here again, I said, well, let's do it again. In fact, why don't we do something right now? What do you want to start with? You've got your whistle in your hand.
It's great to be back. I do have my whistle in my hand, but I'm going to sing a song.
Okay.
It just inspires me.
Holding the whistle?
Yes. So we're going to sing a song called False Night on the Road, which is the first track on the new album called Flash Company. And this is a traditional song about a child. It's an old song, very old traditional song. It's one of the child ballads for any of you ballad folkies out there, ballad scholars. And it tells the story of a young child who's running away from home. And on his way, he meets a very dark character. It's the devil in disguise as a knight. And so the knight throws all these riddles at the child, trying to lure him away to the underworld. And the child answers all the riddles correctly. And so is safe and goes along on his way.
Oh, so this one has a happy ending. So many of these don't.
I know. We're going happy today, actually. I'm thinking of the other song.
Happy ending coming, you know?
Yeah. Ooh. The Outside Track must have had a good couple years. The last album had at least two drownings on it and probably a few broken relationships and deaths in other ways. So.
And yet the band is intact.
Yeah, we're still here anyway.
That's where Mary really is, right? Something has happened to her. She and the devil are wrestling as we speak. Let's hear it, The Outside Track, live and live and local.
One,
What brings you here so late, sad the night on the road? I'm going on my way, said the child as he stood. And he stood, oh he stood, and was well that he stood. I'm going on my way, said the child as he stood. How will you go by land, said the night on the road? With a good staff in my hand, said the child as he stood. And he stood, oh he stood, and was well that he stood. I'm going on my way, said the child as he stood. How will you go by sea, said the knight on the road? With a good bowl under me, said the child as he stood. And he stood, oh he stood, and was well that he stood. I'm going on my way, said the child as he stood. It's ringing you to hell, said the child as he stood. And he stood, oh he stood, and was well that he stood. I'm going on my way, said the child as he
False Night on the Road, was that the name of that?
That's it.
And the album is Flash what?
Flash Company.
Well, that's what I almost wrote down, but then I got mixed up as you were telling the story. Flash Company, the new CD. So is this officially out now? Because it recently
it's unofficially
done, right?
Out.
It's unofficially.
No, it's not really out. However, we do have it on this tour with us. But we haven't actually released it yet.
So this is a very special day because the Duke of Uke album that we played is not officially out until Saturday, and this is not officially out. So we've got a double scoop here on Live and Local.
It's true.
But you can buy it at the show tonight.
You can buy it at the show tonight.
The Outside Track are going to be playing at the Independent Media Center in Urbana tonight on the Piper's Hut Concert Series. And I'm looking at the opening line in Nora Rendell's biography, which is a quote from some newspaper or other, says, quote, her singing left me goose pimpled all over, unquote. And that's exactly what happened at the beginning of that song. I think you sound even better than you did a year ago.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean, I don't know what kind of voice you were in then, but you're sure in great voice now. And the whole band sounds fantastic. It's really great to hear you. And they're live in the studio, in case that wasn't clear here, people. And thanks to Mike Pritchard, who put together a nice mix on really pretty short notice.
Very short notice. Thank you.
Yeah, I even see some extra mics that I didn't expect and so on. So the band, just a reminder, Nora was the vocalist, and Ailey Robertson playing the harp. Interesting harp. Nora, when she wrote to me, referred to it as an electric harp. Is it actually an electric harp?
It is an electric harp.
It is, all right.
It's electric. It's got a much smaller, just solid body to it, and every single string has its own little pickup. It kind of works the same way as an electric guitar would work.
So it's a solid body. Do harps not usually?
No, normally they would have a big, down here at the base of the strings, they would extend out and have a big sort of hollow soundboard, and it's the vibration of the soundboard that produces all the sound, but this has no soundboard at all on it. It's just the vibrations of the
And it turns out that this harp was actually made in Duluth.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Instead of where Ailey hails from.
Instead of where I hail from, yeah.
We had to get the harp sent to Scotland from the States.
And then the guitarist is Killian O'Dalek.
Mm-hmm.
And is your guitar made anywhere special?
No, it's a Yamaha guitar, and it's pretty sure it's made here in the States.
Oh, it's Yamaha. Who knows where it's made? Might not be. Yeah.
Who knows? Okay. First guitar I ever owned. Still me proud.
Really?
Mm.
So how long have you been playing?
Since, I guess, about 10 years now, since I was about 14, I think.
That's so, I guess we now know how old you are. So, just in case you were trying to hide it, you just gave that away. Fiona Black is playing accordion. Yours looks fancy. It's got nice kind of scroll work on it and something like that.
Yes, it's a nice French accordion, a Sauterelle.
Sauterelle?
Yes.
Explain that.
Well, they're made in Dijon in France, and they're very nice.
But is that a particular type of accordion?
Yes, yeah, the make is Sauterelle.
Oh, I see, okay.
Lovely name.
So that is a brand, all right.
Yes.
Okay, because I know of a dance called, I don't know if it's spelled the same way, Sauterello. Does it come from the same place?
I have no idea.
But that's with an S. This is probably with a C or something like
that.
No,
it's
with
an
S. Isn't it?
I think it's the same word. Saltarellos, usually, they came from Italy. Was a dance form from Italy.
A pretty fast dance,
yes.
I think, and kind of rolls along.
Also played in Baroque France. But there was, Saltarello, and this is Sauterelle. I'm not sure if it's the name of the first maker or if it is referring to that dance. It could
possibly
be referring to
Well, now, something to investigate, something to investigate.
Yes.
Next time you're on, I get to ask that question again, and I expect to know the answer. And then Yvonne Hernandez, do you say Hernandez or do you say Hernandez?
Hernandez.
You say Hernandez, okay. Well, I like to do things correctly, quote unquote, on the fiddle, showing her chops. They're currently living in Boston, I just saw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all really sound great together, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the whistle playing.
Well,
you didn't just hold that for inspiration. Right?
I didn't. I actually put it down as soon as I said that.
Or are we going out with something with whistle?
No, we can do one right now. This is a set that we're calling, it's two tunes. The first one is from Quebec, the French-speaking part of Canada, and it was written by Mario Giroux, and we met the band that played this tune out in Mission, British Columbia at a folk festival a few years ago. And it's a beautiful tune, very kind of colorful and sweet and beautiful. And so we were all inspired to learn this tune, and the band who played it was a band of all men. This, the outside track, you've probably figured out by now, is four women and one man. One lucky man.
That's debatable, isn't it?
But anyways, we met this band, very good-looking guys as well, and so we were very excited to learn a tune from them, and we figured it must have some romantic, beautiful name, since they're French, and everything in French sounds beautiful. It's usually romantic, or this is what we were thinking at the time. And so we said, we've learned your tune, and we love it. What is it called? And they said, oh, it's called La Rille pour les fesses crampées. I just said that wrong. Le Real pour la fesse crampée. And so we said, well, what does that mean? And they didn't have a translation really for it, because they're really native French speakers. So we went home and did the old Google translation, and it translates to the real for the cramped arse cheek. So poetic. Yeah. And but very fitting for touring bands, I have to say. And then the second tune was written by Sharon Shannon, who's a very well-known Irish accordion player, and it's called Neck Belly. So
Neck Belly.
Have no idea why. And so we call it our body parts set. So
these are, and just to be clear, we've said this occasionally on this show before, as we have traditional Irish type groups, Irish, Scottish, etc. A tune is without words.
Exactly.
A song has words.
Exactly. And this.
And an air may or may not have words.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And this
it's
one's
taken
very
me 3
clear.
Years to learn this.
I know. This one's really easy to follow because the second tune is a lot faster than the first one.
The outside track, live on Live and Local. Thank you. the outside track here on Live and Local. Tell me again the name of those tunes. You can do the first one in French.
La Rille pour les fesses crampées. And the second one is called Neck Belly, written by Sharon Shannon.
I knew those were good titles. And they're going to be playing. They just played for us live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And they'll be at the Independent Media Center on tonight. The other show we did earlier was Saturday night. No, tonight. And you know, you guys really sound great. I just wrote down here, buy outside track CD. Are these both on the new CD?
They are. They're the first two tracks on the CD, actually.
And do they sound just like that?
Exactly, but better.
Even better.
Well, oh, I don't really have time to ask you this question, but yeah, sorry, go ahead.
We have something that we need to share with you as well.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe, Ailey, you would like to...
Yeah, I can tell you. Well, the reason that we've delayed releasing the album, we're not going to release it until probably around about the end of May in the States, is that on Monday, next Monday, we're releasing a single, and we're becoming the first ever traditional band in the world to release a charity single. So it's raising all the proceeds from the sale of the single are going to go towards three different charities. There's going to be the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, there's the Mountain Rescue, who save thousands of lives every year, and there's a women's shelter up in Canada that we're supporting. So it's going to be available from Monday the 23rd of April. It's going to be on iTunes, it's going to be on Amazon, it's going to be on CD Baby and Bandcamp and all the other sort of major online outlets. And every cent that's raised from that will go towards supporting these charities. So we're excited about that.
And on your website also?
It will be on our website. Yeah, it'll be on our website, on our Facebook page, on Twitter. We're trying to get it out to absolutely everywhere we can think of for kind of a big campaign starting on Monday.
And that website is theoutsidetrack.com. Lots of interesting info on there, including you can find out about their festival travels, including the place where you have to wear boots to walk through the cow pies, which was sort of interesting to read about. I don't know if we'll have time to ask about that. I don't know how much more I want to know about that.
No, that's
just fine. Let's see, a couple of business things to take care of. Support for our show today comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. I'll mention just a few of the things going on in our listening area besides tonight's concert. The weekly traditional Irish music session, I might as well mention that, is happening tomorrow night, as it always does, at Bentley's Pub in Champaign, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The Illinois Central College Guitar Ensemble are playing at the ICC Recital Hall in Peoria tonight at 7:30. Sinfonia da Camera gives what has become their annual rush hour program tonight at the Krannert Center, actually this evening, starting at 5:30, the program called Northern Lights, that's in Urbana. The Parkland Early Jazz Ensemble is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. The Illinois State University Faculty String Quartet is at Kemp Recital Hall on the ISU campus in Normal tonight at 7:30. And the Millikan University Jazz Band 1 and 2 are playing at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Decatur tonight also at 7:30. And we'll leave other things from tomorrow for tomorrow's radio show.
Is well served for music.
Oh, and yeah, and that's not even the half of it. Yeah, there's lots and lots of things going on. Tomorrow's show, by the way, will be featuring the University of Illinois Jazz Trombone Ensemble, who recently became the award-winning Jazz Trombone Ensemble. They'll be live on our show tomorrow, so that should be a lot of fun as well. And tonight's concert by The Outside Track is at 8 o'clock at the Independent Media Center, downtown Urbana. The old post office building, the Piper's Hot Concert Series, presents them. And also, I mentioned this because this one's coming up pretty soon, presenting Brian O'Hart, vocalist, and Len Graham. Actually, is Brian singing?
Dean? Singing concertina and probably dancing if he can be convinced to.
And then what does Len Graham do?
He's a singer. He's a very
also singer, so two wonder vocalists. Dean Karras is in the studio here. He curates the Piper's Hut Concert Series. That show is going to be on May 6th. And Brian was here not long ago with another group called Bua, who played live also in the studio. Not bad. Support, no, I said that already. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM in HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. We are a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I know you have another song.
We do.
Let's go out with it.
A single for you. Let you hear a bit of it.
This is the single.
Yeah.
The
single. Give him a little taster.
All right.
As I went up the mountain road to cut my winter store, I met a wee lassie coming down. My heart was mine no more. Hey, rick-a-doo, rick-a-daddy, hey, rick-a-doo, rick-a-day. Her hair as dark as the mountain turf, her eye the peat fire flame. Had I to lose my heart to her on me, there was no blame. Hey, rick-a-doo, rick-a-daddy, hey, rick-a-doo, rick-a-day. Hey, rig-a-doo, rig-a-daddy. Hey, rig-a-doo, rig-a-day.